This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Anfernee Jennings, outside linebacker for Alabama, joining us right now, 6'3", 255 pounds. And Anfernee, appreciate you jumping on the show, man. How are things first and foremost? How you doing? How you hanging in there?
I'm doing great. Thank you guys for having me.
Well, we got some new Falcon uniforms that dropped today, and you look pretty good in one of them, man. I mean, what do you hear? What's your agent telling you? What do you think you're going to wind up as far as in the draft?
Man, I'm just doing what I can, controlling what I can control, and just going about it like that. And I definitely thankful for the opportunity and the position that I'm in today, and I'm just glad to be here.
Anfernee, you were a 2019 first-team All-SEC selection, 8 sacks, 73 tackles. But, you are coming off of something that no one thought you might not recover. Talk about your story and your injury and how that all played out. And how has it changed your life, by the way?
Oh, man. 2018, I was having a pretty good game in a Sugar Bowl and, ended up going for a tackle and got leg whooped, and my doctors later diagnosed, we didn't think it was too serious, diagnosed with me with hyperextended leg. And later that night, a fan tweeted me a photo on Twitter showing me my leg as it actually getting hit, and I showed my trainers the next morning, and They seen it and they just knew it was something more than, just hyperextended. So they took the pulse in my leg and or my ankle, and I didn't have a pulse. So right before we landed in Tuscaloosa, when we landed back in Tuscaloosa, as soon as we got off the plane, I went and got an MRI. And, as soon as I got an MRI, they rushed me to Birmingham, and, I was going into surgery, and they told me I had a blood clot in my leg, and I needed surgery. It was a possibility they would have to amputate my leg, or even if I waited a little longer, that it was a possibility that I would have a heart attack.
Jeez.
So I did that, and went through that whole process, and I'm here today and back and better, stronger than ever.
That's the thing, man. We talked about, the Teddy, Bridgewater injury, and this is a different part of the body. But, it's like all of a sudden, it's a reality check. And we've talked about it with we knew guys like Christian Miller. We had Terrell Lewis on the other day. It just seems like you guys get the Alabama linebacking core and outside. I mean, the injuries you guys have to deal with. So, and what was your first reaction? Could you get your head right around that, or were you freaking out at the time?
Yeah, it was definitely something I had to wrap my head around, but, I kind of did it quick. I just went into, the mode where, that's not what I want to hear. If I can do anything about it, I'm going to change this outcome by, doing my rehab and working and, doing whatever I can. That was God willing. So, that's what I did. And, I'm back here today and, back and better.
Anfernee Jennings joining us here on Dukes and Bell. He's going to be in the NFL draft literally 2 weeks from today. Things will get underway. I want to ask you about playing for Nick Saban. And I think, people think that he's a hard guy to play for, and really we don't get a chance to see the fun part of Nick Saban. You got a story about Coach off the field?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, he definitely cracked jokes every now and then, and when the time presents itself. But you know, before the season starts every year, he takes the leadership and the seniors out to his lake house. You know, we just have a good time and, you know, just kick back and get it, just relax before the season starts. This one particular time, we went out there. He had a new boat, so he put, you know, he tied a tube up to the boat, had people around it, and, you know, somebody fell off. Well, people fell off the first time, and we went back to get them, and while we was getting them, the boat just stopped. So he called Cedric, his right-hand man. So Cedric come out there, and, you know, he taking the boat, looking for something, and, you know, he come back, he just say, Coach, you don't got no gas, and, you know, that's probably the one of the most funniest stories I got, because, you know, the most prepared man in the world, he don't got no gas in the boat.
Right. It's true.
So we out there with no gas.
Was Coach tripping, was he cool?
Yeah, I mean, he was cool, but I know that's something he probably, you know, whoever was supposed to put gas in the boat, I know he probably, you know, said a few words to him or something like that.
It's Anthony Jennings with us, guys, from Alabama and ready for the NFL draft. And that's the thing, because we've talked to guys that played for the Tide. We only see, like, the Saban at the press conference where he's yelling at the reporters over the dumb questions. But, I mean, what was he like to play for, man? Well, I mean, give me some more about the real Nick Saban.
Yeah, you know, just the demand for excellence that he, you know, brought around you every day. You know, consistency, and just, you know, being the best version of yourself each and every day. I mean, that's something that I can use the rest of my life, and something I'm very thankful for him for. You know, just him. Like I said, he cracked jokes every now and then, but, you know, when you seen him and it was time to go, he wasn't cracking no jokes, and he was about his business.
Yeah, it is interesting how he's, you know, become the guy that we all consider to be the best to ever do it, and he's not done yet. I want to ask you about playing against a guy that we think is going to be the first overall pick in this draft, and that's you know, Joe Burrow. You, again, this year, 2019, first-team All-SEC. How good is this dude, man? I mean, what did you make of him, and then what did you see on film, and then you got in the game and went, oh, he is a lot better.
Yeah, man, he did what, you know, LSU asked him to do well. You know, he had an extreme poise and, you know, confidence, and he did what he was a true competitor, and, you know, I enjoyed playing against him. I look forward to playing against him in the NFL.
But it does bother you, LSU getting in love, man, because it just seemed like, you know, the injuries and the game in Tuscaloosa with, you know, Tua, the fumble. I know we've talked to a lot of Bama players. It's like, you know, did LSU get your best game in that one?
Man, I can't, I ain't the type of person that sit in, you know, the well and say I would have did this and would have did that. You know, if I took the field, you know, I left it all on the field. So, you know, hats off to them. And, you know, I look forward to Alabama being back at the top.
Right on.
Anthony, what's your selling point, man? I mean, obviously the tape speaks for itself. We always do this with guys on our show, and we say we are the team that are they're thinking about drafting you. We're the Falcons, and we want to draft Anthony Jennings. What are we getting in a player?
Yeah, like you said, the tape speaks for itself, but, you know, just a competitor, a true competitor, a warrior, a winner. You know, I'm a leader on and off the field. I'm passionate about the game, and, you know, just – I'm consistent, so, you know, those things, you know, create, and, you know, those the common factors of championships, so, yeah.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time, big guy. I know there's going to be a lot of Tide players in that draft, and certainly, you know, that's why you went to the Alabama Crimson Tide to play in the NFL, right? That's what this was all about in the first place.
Yes, sir. Definitely.
Well, good luck, man. We'll be watching.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.